In this bulletin, Indonesia and Australia sign off on the long-awaited free trade deal in Jakarta, bushfires continue to burn in Victoria's east, and another scandal developing in the NRL. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. Indonesia and Australia have signed their free trade deal in Jakarta. The signing ceremony follows years of negotiations on the agreement. The ceremony was delayed by months after the current Prime Minister Scott Morrison angered Muslim-majority Indonesia by announcing his government was considering moving Australia's embassy in Israel to Jerusalem. Australian Trade Minister Simon Birmingham says the relationship between the two nations is stronger than ever.
AACEPA is more than just a trade agreement. It is a pillar in the comprehensive strategic partnership between our nations, strengthening not just our economic relations, but also, ultimately, our political, security, development, maritime, education, and people-to-people ties.
The free trade deal will allow 99% of Australian goods to enter Indonesia duty-free or under significantly better preferential arrangements. Grains, meat, citrus, and horticultural products will be granted automatic import permits, and rolled steel, copper, and plastic exports are also expected to benefit, and Australian-owned universities will be able to operate in Indonesia. Indonesia will benefit from Australia eliminating all tariffs on Indonesian imports into the country, and the number of Australian work and holiday visas given to Indonesians will increase from 1,000 to 4,100 in the first year, before growing to 5,000 over 6 years. Labor is pledging $60 million towards a program to help domestic violence victims have the financial security to leave abusive relationships if they're successful in the federal election. Women and children fleeing from abuse will be eligible to apply for flexible support packages of up to $10,000 after they leave home. Labor hopes the packages, based off a program that's tried and tested in Victoria, will give more victims the financial confidence to walk away from violent environments. The program will be funded by the big banks through the creation of a bank fairness fund. Labor's financial spokesperson Claire O'Neill says her party is committed to ensuring the major banks give back to the community.
The Banking Royal Commission gives us a genuine once-in-a-generation opportunity to rebalance financial service in this country back in favour of the consumer, and Labor is going to take it. The Banking Fairness Fund is a $640 million expression of that thought. It is $640 million that will levy on the big banks that are on the ASX 100, and all of those dollars will be reinvested back into services that support everyday Australians.
Bushfires burning in Victoria's east have destroyed at least 7 homes and properties, with authorities expecting the number to rise. Just under 20 fires are listed as burning out of control in the state, with an emergency warning in Budgerie downgraded to a watch and act. Despite cooler temperatures today, with no rain predicted, firefighters are expected to be fighting the blazes for days to come. Victoria's Emergency Management Commissioner Andrew Crisp is urging people to stay on alert.
We're encouraging people to make sure if you're in that particular area that you're accessing the information for those warnings and heeding the advice in those warnings. For the Bunyip Fire, or if we're referring to as the Bunyip Fire, again, it was an emergency warning for most of yesterday and overnight. Some really good work by firefighters on the ground and in the air, and again, some favourable weather changes for us have enabled that fire to be downgraded from an emergency warning.
In rugby league, Penrith winger Josh Mansour admits players are embarrassed by the game's ongoing video scandals, and some would be distracted and concerned ahead of the National Rugby League season. Panthers players have rallied around utility Tyrone May since two lurid videos went viral on Friday of him engaging in sexual acts. It comes as a third tape emerged that allegedly involves another Panthers NRL player that is not May. The NRL is continuing to investigate the footage. Mansour says he has nothing to worry about personally, but the former New South Wales and Kangaroos winger fears the league's players are all being tarred with the same brush. We'll now look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, mostly sunny, 34 degrees. Adelaide, possible showers developing in 26. A possible shower in Melbourne, 29. Hobart, possible late shower, 25 degrees. Canberra, a shower or two, a top of 32. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 27. Sydney, mostly sunny, 30. Newcastle, sunny and 33. A shower or two in Brisbane and 29. Cairns, a possible shower, 32. And Darwin, partly cloudy and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett, and this is SBS News.